ಸೇವ ಸೋದರ ದಿ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಸೋದರ ಅಪ್ಪೋಸ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಮೇ ಸೇವ ಸಂಬರಿ ವಿತ್ ಸಮ್ ಗಿಫ್ಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಒನ್ ಯು ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ ಗಿಫ್ಟ್ ಬಟ್ ದಿ ಗ್ರೇಟೆಸ್ಟ್ ಸೇವ ದಟ್ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಫರ್ಸ್ ಟು ಡಿವೋಟೀ ಆರ್ ದ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಫೀಲಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಫೀಲಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ bring one very close to the rock lotus feet. Like the feelings that one cultivates towards the spiritual master, towards the Lord, towards the Vaishnava, all on the spiritual platform. Such kind of divine intermittences are actually the greatest flavor of the Lord for the devotee. That is why you will see Sri Prabhupada writing one of his poems that one morning the fond remembrance of you came in a special way, like the proper life in that point. So these are considered very special favors of the Lord. Lord may make somebody a king of Dualoka, you know, he may make somebody a Sarubhoma, king of the world. Or the Lord may offer some mystic powers to somebody. So Lord may offer many favors, which are all very cheap, these are all very cheap favors. But the real favor or the graces that the Lord offers to devotees is the revelation of such realization. Actually, why it is called as a revelation? Such feelings cannot be artificially imagined by devotees. They are not an imposition on the mind. They are not practiced just like some cinema actors cry, putting some glycerin in their eyes to act like a crying man. The actual feelings the devotee gets in the heart are actually a special mercy of the Lord. And how are those feelings? Just like when we read the Vaishnava song, we understand the great acharyas. When such feelings erupt in their heart, they immediately put it down in the form of a poem. Sarvasva soma charane samsiya tumi chito mar ghare tumi to chato soma tutu tumi rajano re. So the Vaishnava considers himself to be a dog, and he is thinking, oh, my spiritual master is actually offering me remnants of the fruits of eaten by the divine couple. With his own hand, he is offering it to me. And how I am so fortunate. Although I have committed millions of sins in millions of lifetimes, and I am a constant offender and a blasphemer. And I hate surrendering to Krishna and to the devotees. So how is it that my spiritual master is so merciful upon me? So in this way, when a Vaishnava considers himself absolutely unqualified, at the same time he is getting the grace that Lord has taken note, Lord has offered me this mercy. So these kind of feelings are written by the great Vaishnava acharyas in their songs, after reading which, after appreciating which, we are given some opportunity to cultivate this feeling. What is the meaning of cultivating this feeling? You can sow a seed and you can look up at the sky and wait for the rain to come. Because ultimately the rain is not in our hands. The rains have to come on their own. But we have the ability to sow the seed. So when in the path of spiritual life, if a devotee gradually analyzes what is Krishna and what is Krishna Itara. Krishna Itara means something other than Krishna. This is Jnana Mishra, this Karya. This is Karma Mishra, this Karya. This is Yoga Mishra, this Karya. In this way, a devotee has to gradually discard that which is not Krishna. And then one will understand, come to a point where one will clearly say, this is Krishna. This is Krishna Bhakti. This is Krishna Prem. And one, that is why in the Samudra Mantra and Lila you find Amrit is not created, Amrit is already there. But the halahal has to be removed. Then the Amrit can be obtained. Only Krishna Prema is there in the heart of everyone. But when the halahala of all the anarthas are removed, then the amrita becomes the third. Then one can enjoy the amrita, delicious amrita. In the same manner, the greatest favor and the graces of the Lord are the divine feelings that the Lord reveals in the heart of a devotee, helping him to understand his original constitutional position. What is your position? In relation to Vaishnavas, in relation to Guru, in relation to Krishna. And then, such kind of prayer fulfilling, when they become a reality to the devotee, then devotion life is no more a regulation. It is no more an austerity. It is no more any bonding or binding, any kind of restriction or something. Then the devotional life is actually very relishable, very enjoyable, very natural, because the soul has come back to its natural state. On the other hand, when a practicing devotee sadhaka is not sincere, then this divine feelings in relation to Lord knob is turned off. When the knob is turned off, then one becomes like a stone. One becomes practically dead in the heart. The heart doesn't function. Heart just like one of the Vaishnavas, my heart is like a stone. Brahmaji has put a stone in my heart in the place of my heart. Isn't it? Vasurhiya Pashanariya. So, when the heart becomes stone, when the heart becomes hardened by offensive behavior, when the heart becomes hardened by criticism and offenses and blasphemy, all the kind of offenses we talk about, then there are no feelings, there is no reciprocation. Actually, reciprocation will come when there is a prayer, then there is reciprocation. When there is no prayer, when the heart becomes hard as a stone, then there is no prayer only. When there is no prayer, where is reciprocation? Reciprocation is a response to a prayer. When there is no prayer, there is no reciprocation. Then one's performance of devotion life becomes mechanical and stone-like. And there is no favor from the Lord's side. Of course, Lord may give some material favor which may be very cheap. For even anyone who performs little devotion service also. But the real favor the Lord gives is association of his own devotees and his own association personally. So, Prabhupada explains that one should try to become a glorious devotee in the Lord's eyes, not in the eyes of the world. We don't have to become a popular devotee. That is the difference between becoming a good devotee and a great devotee. So, one should submit to the Lord, my dear Lord, this is what you wanted me to do. You wanted me to become obedient to your devotees. I'll become obedient. My dear Lord, you wanted me not to blaspheme devotees. I will not blaspheme. My dear Lord, you wanted me to serve your devotees. I will serve. You want me to cooperate with the devotees. I am cooperating. You wanted me to, give up some gratification and focus only on you. I am trying to do. So a devotee has to actually submit to Krishna like this. And then Krishna becomes very pleased. And a devotee should know Krishna is watching 24 hours a day. At every moment. And then a devotee becomes recognized by the Lord, then such favors as awakening of the prayer in one's heart will happen. So Prabhupada says a devotee should become recognized by the Lord. So he has to become recognized. When Lord recognizes the devotee's sincerity and surrender, then he has to give his mercy, his greatest of the favors that he gives only to those with whom he is pleased. When he is pleased, then the Uttamashloka. The Uttamashloka prayers are actually awakened by the Lord, by His mercy, in the heart of the devotee. In those prayers, that is actually part of the worshipful attitude. With that worshipful attitude, the devotee for themselves chants the holy name. And the chanting of the holy name is more meaningful, more sensible, more experienceable. Then such prayers take the devotee more and more closer to God. So every day, every month, every year is a festival for a devotee who is sincere in the devotion service and gaining such service in the Lord. That is actually chanting of the holy name. That is a chanting is the greatest prayer. Mahamantra is actually the greatest prayer amongst all prayers, where this prayer is addressed to the divine couple, Radha and Krishna. It is a constant prayer of gratitude and expression of joy for having achieved the lotus feet and shelter of Sri Radha and Krishna.